There's a sort of a difference there. So, if they depart, let them depart. He gives this concept here that, you know, that the unbelieving is sanctified by the believing. You know, like I mentioned, my friend's relationship, a lot of that happened, you know, when he was not, you know, the thing is, a lot of things happen to us in our lives when we're not in full possession of the truth. Me included. I've done many foolish things, advised foolish things, participated in foolish things, not really knowing what I was into. Okay. But a man who is truly of God in Christ and married to one who is not, yeah, you sanctify. But don't let that, again, let not this be taken by anyone to say, oh, go marry an unbeliever. Bad idea. If you are one of God's elect, do not just go do that. Just because you, you know, though ultimately speaking, yeah, it's better to marry than to burn. You know what? Like, I know people who are, you know, I know someone who's living with the girl they love. They want to marry her. They're not married. All right? Sleeping together and so on and so forth. And I just get married. You know? Do right. Because to me, it's like, you know, you humble someone. Because the scriptures, that's why they speak of it. It's like when a man would lay with a virgin, it says, he hath humbled her. He shall not depart from her all the days of his life. If a man lay with an unmarried virgin, unbetrothed virgin, because a betrothed virgin would be absolute, that would be a crime. But an unbetrothed virgin, if he lay with her, he would have to marry her, pay her father a fine, and he would not be allowed to divorce her. There's a lot of things, you know, but that was that nation, you know. But I'm just, these are concepts, though. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to say this is the way we should run our civil society these days. I'm not trying to tell the civil society anything. I'm trying to tell Christians how to govern their own lives. See, the thing is, I don't need to wait around for the U.S. government to pass laws about righteousness. That won't work. You know, all those people seeking to do that, as far as I'm concerned, they're fools. I do not look for that. Why? And that's the thing that gets me. It's like they want to go around. They have beams in their eyes. They're still sinner saints, and they want to make everyone else better. Get the beam out of your own eye, Christianity in America. Quit being such a bunch of hypocrites. Maybe if you had a shining example of righteousness, other people would look at you and want to emulate it instead of you trying to stuff it down people's throats. What do you know, wife? What you might save your, you know, just by, again, he says, this is for, talked about in other books, other epistles. I forget if it was Peter or Paul. In Timothy either, or possibly even Titus, but or possibly in the writings of Peter, it doesn't matter. But he talks about, you know, if a woman, not, you know, oh, yeah, I think it was Peter. You know, if the wife, the wife with her godly behavior might win her husband, you know, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, the behavior, while they behold your chaste behavior coupled with fear. You know, he's saying, you know, let their adorning be so on and so forth. But what he's saying is, you know, let's say they don't respect the word of God, but they might respect you. The word, you are the, you know, as Paul talks about, you know, you are our epistle, read of men. You know, the spouse themselves could be the word of God to that unbelieving spouse. I mean, though they will not listen to the Bible, they will look at your behavior and see how you are and be won. They could be won by the gospel that is preached from your mere actions in obedience to God. And this God will do. You know, that's how you, in many ways, that is a way in which the unbelieving can be sanctified. They can be made holy by our holy, if we are holy. They are one flesh with us. If I'm holy, then my wife was holy too. Because she's joined with me. And so God, though he's called the husband, he calls husband, if my behavior is right, and I have to believe in faith, it's going to down to my quote unquote unbelieving wife, if I had one. Fortunately for me, I don't have that. But as God hath distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk. So, God has distributed, he has apportioned, he has part, you know, he has given out different, you know, gifts to different people, right? As he has done that, and as you have been called, you know, you have one person has one calling in one direction, another person has a calling in another direction. There's all sorts of callings, you know? Well, walk according to the calling of God. Walk according to what God has given you. So I ordain. Again, that's the verb of commandment was epitage. This is epitasso. And, well, I don't know. It sounds similar to me, but I guess whatever. It doesn't, I don't think that actually the words are particularly related, but it's ordain or appoint. Institute, prescribe, whatever. I'm ordaining this in all churches. Sometimes I laugh at myself with the way I go over these words sometimes because it's like ordain, attain, you know, ordain, prescribe, institute. You know, again, it's just because sometimes different words are used to sometimes different words are translated the same. And other times, the same word is translated differently. And so in kind of sorting through all this, I kind of like to look at these things. And I'm taking you through my study. So I'm just opening up my mind when I teach. Just these are the things I go through as I read this. This is how the thoughts that are provoked in me as I go through this. I'm just sharing the gift God is giving me with you. Verse 18, is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let every man abide.